Tonight, from Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Girls Basketball, Game 1, featuring a red team coached by Luke Broadbent of Leedy against the white team coached by Aaron Mark from Canadian. Classic Bowl Basketball is brought to you by Harper Sanitation, J&R Hot Oil Units, and Compass Athletics. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Basketball. It's the pregame show as the Tri-State's All-Star Girls athletes take to the court. Here with all of tonight's action is sports director for radio stations K101, Z92, and 104.5 KZZW, Trent Caldwell. Alongside with color commentary is Tyler Riggs. And to be joined on the Classic Bowl basketball microphones later this evening, a man on loan from the Woodward Chamber of Commerce, the sports broadcast leader in the Tri-State region for 36 years, the longtime news and sports voice at K101, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. C.J. Montgomery. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Girls Basketball. Here now is Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Boomer Fieldhouse, normally the home of the Woodward Boomers, but tonight going to be the home to some of the best and the brightest high school seniors from not one, not two, but three different states as we get ready for the eagerly anticipated return of Classic Bowl XXXIII for 33. And with me, my partner, Tyler Riggs. How are you today, sir?
Oh, man. I mean, you talk about eagerness, anticipation. It is finally here, Trent. I've been waiting for this week for quite a while, and I know all these great students, these parents, these families, you know, just general fans have been waiting for it for a long time as well.
Yeah, they sure are. This is not just some of the most athletically, but academically gifted young ladies in the area. As you go through here, we are going to give out some scholarships a little later, and that is a hard, hard decision because these aren't just ladies that excel in the court. They're excelling off the court as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were telling me off air. It seems like every kid, valedictorian, top of the class, you know, 4.0 GPAs, all that involved in their communities, you know, off the court as well, and just, I mean, top-notch people among being top-notch athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a wild ride this year. Weren't sure how many games we might play. Teams crossing their fingers every week to not hear those two dreaded words, contact trace, as we did get them in, and we went to the big house, and now we're here for Classic Bowl 33, one of the greatest high school sports events in the state of Oklahoma. And it starts here with game one, and we mentioned a little bit in the preview, we're going to have a white team and a red team now, a little bit different, as we're going to sub out every 5 minutes. It's not going to be a regular basketball game. They're going to take a break. They're going to bring in five new ones, and no one will be pressing in this basketball game until the last 5 minutes. Probably a good thing because no one's really in basketball shape at this point.
Hey, I'd argue that a little bit. Some of these girls, you know, multi-sport athletes, a lot of them, I'm sure they're still ready to go here on the court.
My mistake, I meant basketball shape for them, not for us.
And throw it in there.
That's right. Red team's going to be led by Coach Luke Broadbent of Leedy, with the Leedy Bison in his second season. Two state quarter appearances back-to-back. They finished as the number two ranked state team in the state in Class B basketball when they finished the year. He only had 8 players during the regular season. Now he's got about 15.
It's an adjustment for sure, but Coach Broadbent, I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And just you could see it every night on the court with that Leedy team. You want to talk about just knowing the X's and O's, the fundamentals of the game. They were definitely up there as one of those top spots.
And on the other side, Coach Aaron Marks of Canadian, 24-4 this year. Canadian was ranked 10th in the state when the regular season ended. They were a tough out. They took the top team in the state, Shallow Water, to take them down in a dogfight, 55-47. And Coach Marks in his second year as well. So two second-year coaches really off out of the gates really well with their teams and now being rewarded here tonight to coach in Classic Bowl.
Oh, and, you know, you could tell. You got to talk to them a little bit at lunch. We got to mingle with them. They are just, you know, honored to be here. It's such a big event, and when you're a coach to be part of this and get to know all these kids, even though it's just a short time, I mean, any coach that's been a part of it will tell you it's an experience like no other.
Yeah, we got a little chance. We're gonna get to the starters a little early now. Eventually they're gonna line them up. We're gonna do a national anthem. They're gonna bring everybody out and everyone's gonna get announced. But we do know a little who's going to start this one. For the white team, it's our number two, Sailor Parker of the Turpin Cardinals. She's going to get a start there for Coach Marks's white team in game one. Sailor, Turpin Cardinals, 13-11. Big run for Turpin. They had a great year this year. And Sailor All-Conference, 2 times Texoma All-Tournament, Laverne All-Tournament, 2 times All-American cheerleader, and a state champion and an academic state champion in track. one of those people that her resume goes well beyond basketball.
Oh, absolutely. But even on the court, I mean, she brought it every single night, made a lot of clutch shots in that run, as you talked about. It was a joy to follow, as well as most of these young women, but just really, you know, highlighted off the court, just fantastic.
She'll be joined by Jasmine Reno in the backcourt. Coach Marks' point guard on that championship run hit a huge shot in the Bushland game we had down there in double overtime, and she is a leader. She's going to go to Sewell Ross and play at the next level. We talked to her a little bit at the luncheon. Zoe Weaver, number 13 for Beaver, had a knee injury. Had she not, her numbers could have been well better than what she put up. And now she's running around on it. She looks to be pretty healthy. Also, Emma Duffy, number 33, going to start. Part of the back-to-back state champion, Lomega Raiders, 54-game win streak. All that team does is win. And speaking to Emma today at the banquet as well, they are a winning machine over there in Lomega.
Yeah, they don't know how to lose, and good luck to anybody trying to dethrone that winner streak.
Also, more sides up front, Kylie Egan of Forgan Bulldogs, again, another team state quarterfinalist who stepped up. For the red team, Catherine Plunkett, number 2 from the Garber Wolverines. She's going to get the start there for the red squad. They lost in the state quarters to Hydro, so a big week for Catherine. She had over 1,000 points in her career. And here we go. We're going to get to some announcements here. We're going to get back to the rest of the starters when we get back. So here's our announcer.
Wheeler, number 4, Perla Almanza. Number 5, Pincy Stork from Goodwill. From Paulette, number 10, Holly Jones. From O'Keen, number 12, Haley Swartz. From Thomas Bay Kester, number 13, Shaylee Maddox. From Cashin, number 14, Neely Tilly Bedding. From Chisholm, number 15, Reggie Hasby. From Boys City, number 22, Kaylee Ullman. From Goodwill, number 24, JC McDaniel. From Kremlin Hillsdale, number 25, Taylor Ellis. From Alva, number 32, Brianna Clark. From Wacomas, number 34, Brinley Hughes. Your red team is coached by Coach Luke Rodman of Leeton. Now for your white roster. Number 1, Jordan Deason from Elk City. From Turpin, number 2, Sailor Parker. From Drummond, number 3, Hannah Appleton. From Thomas Faye Custer, number 4, Caitlin Jones. From Canadian, number 5, Jasmine Moreno. From Alva, number 10, Amy Chapman. From Tyrone, number 11, Amaris Villarreal. From Wheeler, number 12, Hope Atkins. From Beaver, number 13, Zoe Weaver. From Chisholm, number 14, Courtney Peterson. From Boy City, number 15, Sierra Desmond. From Kingfisher, number 20, Britt Taylor. From O'Carty, number 22, Madison Owen. From Hennessy, number 24, Gracie Mills. From Leedy, number 25, Dallas Gill. From Lomega, number 33, Emma Duffy. From Forgan, number 34, Kylie Hagen. The white team is coached by Aaron Marks from Canadian.
And there your starting line, or your whole lineups there by the PA announcer here at Boomer Fieldhouse. Now we're getting into the rest of the starters here after the national anthem. So right now we're going to Megan Bradley. Oh, nope. It's going to change here. Catherine Plunkett's going to do the national anthem.
Okay,
That was right. Catherine just doing the prayer there, and now Megan Bradley is going to do the national anthem. Megan Bradley, student at Leedy.
It'll be performed by Megan Bradley from Leedy.
That was incredible. What a rendition of the national anthem. Megan Bradley at Leedy. She did the same thing at State, brought the house down again. What a fantastic job that was. You're not going to hire many people that do a better job than that singing the national anthem.
No, it's not an easy song to go live. We've seen celebrities not be able to handle that. And she kills it every time.
Yeah, she knocked it out of the park. Rest of your starters for the red team. We said we'd get back to them. Catherine Plunkett, we mentioned, who also came out and did the prayer there. So we said they're versatile. We have people coming out and doing prayers. Perlau Monza for the Wheeler Mustangs, all-district player. She's going to start 5'8 guard. Also, Neely Tilly Ebedek from the Cashin Wildcats going to start. Cashin going 17-8, loss in the areas to Minko. Big year for Neely. She averaged 14 points per game. She's an all-state player as well. Taylor Ellis, number 25, going to start for the red team. From the Kremlin Hillsdale Bronx, 15-9, lost in their regionals. This is an all-conference softball player as well as a fantastic basketball player. And we'll get to some of these resumes later, but they are extensive for some of these girls. And your final starter, Kaylee Woolman, going to start for the Boys City Wildcats and for this red team. As Kaylee, an exceptional defender for that Boys City squad, who's made some deep, deep runs, 14-6 this year, last year state qualifier. And you're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of Oklahoma Coaches Association's all-state players and a lot of basketball honors playing tonight.
I mean, as we always say, it's a collection of the best and the brightest, and all those accolades. I mean, there's sheets, there's pages worth of information Ms. Caldwell has over here that it could go on.
Ready. Yeah, our officials tonight, Rick Michu, Chris Cameron, and Kevin White are going to get ready to go. We're going to tip it up, and here we go. Kylie Egan is going to tip it up against Perla Almanza. Classic Bowl 33, we're back here from Boomer Fieldhouse, and here's your opening tip, and Almanza wins the tip. It bounces around and goes right over to the left side as the white team gathers the ball, and that's going to be Zoe Weaver. She gives it back to Moreno, gets a screen there from Duffy. Starting to see some semblance of an offensive set here with no very limited practice, less than a day of practice.
Hey, these are elite athletes. They know how to pick it up quick.
Coach Mark's calling out sets over here. Emma Duffy, little dribble weave on the perimeter as they hand it off. It is Sailor Parker looking for space, gives it back to Duffy. Duffy ball fake, drives to the left hand, tries to take it up. It goes left handed off the glass, no good. Bucks poked out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the white team.
How about the interior defense there from the red team? No, Duffy not easy to stop down there.
Now they're going to inbound it underneath. Duffy lobs it to Weaver. She gets it mid post, flips it over to Egan outside the perimeter, looking for a pass, gives it back to Duffy on the wing. She dribbles once over to Moreno, looking for space. Nowhere to go. Gets a screen from Weaver. Still nowhere to go. Good switch there defensively for the red team. Bounce pass inside. Weaver goes baseline up underneath and gets the foul, and the shot won't go. She's going to go to the free throw line. First foul of the game, and that's going to be on Bedick. She picks up her first, team's first. That's going to put Weaver at the free throw line, and Zoe Weaver chance to score the first 2 points of Classic Bowl 33 for anybody. And that one rolls out, and I jinxed her. Hit every part of the rim and came back out again. Zoe going to get another crack at this.
A lot of nerves at the line at a game like this, Trent.
A little bit of a jump there, and now she hit it. So she does get it. The first points of Classic Bowl 33 go to Zoe Weaver from the Beaver Dusters. 12-7, Beaver lost in the areas to Leedy. Now to the post. Nice give and go right back to Bedick. She goes with the left hand off the glass. It won't fall. Ball tipped around and tipped out of bounds. That's going to go out of bounds off Taylor Ellis. It's going to go right back to the white team. Still 1-0. White in front. 18-02 now left.
Flash of those quicknesses, those quick feet, Trent. Everybody's got them out there. It's a fast court.
Moreno running the point, as she'll do in college. She wants to be a coach when she moves on, and she's going to make a good one. And that thrown out of bounds, miscommunication. Duffy cut to the hoop, and Egan threw it away. A little bit of frustration, but what's to be expected? You've played together for about an hour.
Yeah, but Trent, as we know, hey, you should be able to pick it up in an hour, right? It's the communication.
And now Bedick going to run the point for the red squad. The screen over there inside. Bamanza going to drive right hand, picks it up mid-post, flips it back outside. Nowhere to go on the perimeter there for Woolman. Back, Plunkett to Bedick. Bedick cut off. Nice defense by Moreno. Flips it back outside of the perimeter. Almanza going to drive, head of steam. She hits a little floater off the glass, won't fall. Tipped around and comes up the red team again. Goes right back to Woolman. Woolman picks it up, a little bit of miscommunication. Bedick's going to fire up a deep three outside. Oh. It's going to come up short off the front iron and roll out of bounds and back to the white squad. So, as you can see, been a while since they played some basketball. A little bit of missed shots here, a little jitters with
the
crowd.
I think it's jitters more than anything. You're from the family, the friends, the atmosphere. I mean, you got ball out here.
And Coach Mark's much more active than Coach Broadbent, who has a back injury, having trouble moving a little bit. Weaver, ball fake, goes to the right hand, mid-post. Tried to flip it inside to Egan, stolen away by Bedick. Guarding the post down low. Bedick looking to run. She takes it outside, flips it back outside for a perimeter three, and it comes up short. Egan tries to grab the rebound. It's batted around downside underneath the hoop. Almanza comes up down with it, blocked by Egan, and goes right to Moreno. She's got Duffy down the floor. She finally sees her down there, flips it up underneath, and two for Emma Duffy. Two more for one of the greatest basketball programs of either sex in the history of Oklahoma, the Lomega Raiders.
And Duffy comfortable in that transition trip.
Ball fake outside by Plunkett. Now she's going to flip it out. Perimeter three by Bedick. That one falls. And Bedick can shoot those. And the first 3 points for red team ties it up at three with 15:56 left in the half. Now, left in the first half. Now we get a missed shot and a rebound there underneath by Almanza. And now they slow it up a little bit. Coming off a screen outside. Looking for some room is Taylor Ellis. Now we're going to get another three and by Plunkett. That one rattles around, won't fall. Fight underneath the hoop on the block by Almanza. She takes it up, shot blocked, batted around again, and Woolman comes away with it. Another loose ball pickup by Kaylee Woolman. Flips it back to Bedick. Looking for somewhere to go. On the elbow, Almanza coming around. Ellis on the curl. She cuts inside, goes right at Weaver. Weaver tries to get the steal, and they're going to say jump ball. And that's going to be, and now we're going to get substitution. So with 15 left, we're going to get a brand new five. And partner, this is where we need you. We're going to get 10 new players on the floor. And we're going to have to figure out who's coming in very quickly. Rihanna Clark there for the red team. Reggie Patsby coming in from the Chisholm Longhorns. Looks like J.C. McDaniel also going to enter this game, number 25. We got 34, Brinley Q from Wacomas. And looks like number 15, or we mentioned Patsby already. That ball inside at mid-post. Rihanna Clark going to grab outside. She tries to flip it outside for Q. Batted away. It's going to stay, though, with the red team. Oh, and there is Carly Danielson of the Leedy Bison. She's going to inbound it. That's your fifth red player. She's got Sierra Dadisman guarding her from the Boys City Wildcats. And they flip it to Pasby. Pasby gives it right back to Danielson. Gets a screen from Q. Nice screen by Q. She was looking to roll. Didn't roll. Said they flipped it back outside. Pasby wants to reset it to Q. A drive, switches to her left hand, curls inside, flips it back out for a perimeter three from the top of the key by Pasby, and that's going to be no good, and a fight for the ball underneath. They're going to say out of bounds on the white team.
And for the white, Trent, we got Hope Atkins in there, Hannah Appleton, Caitlin Jones, Masson Owens, as well in there. Nice. The white team in Sierra Desk.
A little Karchi, a little Drummond in there. Now we get a right floater with the right hand for Danielson. That won't fall, and Dadisman looking to run, and she likes to do that. She's looking to hurry. Puts it back out to the wing. Madison Owens drives, and they're going to call a foul, and she's going to go to the free throw line. That looks like to be might be on Danielson, and it is on Carly, her first. Team's second, and now go to the free throw line. We're going to get Madison Owens. Chance to get on the board here. Classic Bowl, 3-3 to score, 13:38 left, and in about 3:34, they're going to sub out again. First free throw for Owens, drops. And that goes down for one. And the second free throw for Madison. That one drills, hit them both there.
Calm, cool, collected on both.
Nice job there by Madison Owens. Makes it 5-3 with 13:13 to go. Danielson now going to cross over left hand, looking for a perimeter player to drop it off to. She does. They fired into the post, though, underneath and off the foot, and that's going to go out of bounds. J.C. McDaniel couldn't quite corral that pass on the block, and that's going to go right back to the white team with their two-point lead with 12:55 here.
It's a bit of a frenetic pace trend, but like I said, everybody a little rusty right now trying to work out the kinks here early.
Now they're going to swing it outside. They're going to get it right inside. One touch pass inside to Appleton, who goes underneath for two. Hannah Appleton played some big minutes for a big Drummond Bulldog run in this season. That time she gets two here, makes it 7-3, the white team. Q outside from the wing. Tried to bounce pass it on the end to Clark. She can't handle the pass. She regathers it, gives it right back to Q. She's backing everybody down to the post. That's what she does. They tie her up, jump ball, and possession arrow goes back to the white team. Nice defense that time. Q trying to be physical and work her way to the hoop.
Well, it's no surprise defense went out, Trey. I mean, you talk about a lot of the offensive stalwarts. This floor is full of just players that can absolutely get down on that defensive end.
Drive, left-hand shot, a little floater in the paint, and that drops in another quick bucket there by Caitlin Jones, state quarterfinalist, point guard, one of the guards anyway, for the Thomas Terriers. Fantastic defensive team, the Terriers, this year. Well, another long shot by Passby. That one falls, and the red team needed that. They cut it to 9-6 with 11:49 to go. And that's going to be three there for Pasby. Now in the paint to the block. They try to flip it back outside. Tipped away by Q, going right at us. They try to track it down. Good hands there by Brindley. Q out of bounds. Goes back to the white squad. And now it's 9-6 still with 11:30 to go. And inbounded now to Sierra Dadisman. Crosses the timeline, brings it over. She ball fakes up, and she left her feet, and that's going to be a travel. She tried to jump past it. Didn't quite know what she was going to do with it yet. She's shaking her head.
Yeah, shaking her head, rolling her eyes, kind of laughing at herself. It's part of the fun here.
Now the ball inbounded back to Pasby. She's going to run the point. Slowing it down. Looks like we got still man defense by the white squad. Bounce pass out to Clark. She's on the perimeter, flips it back out top of the key to Q and over to Danielson. Lost it off her knee a little bit there. Picked it up. Nice bounce pass. Back cut inside by Pasby. Nice heads up play by Pasby. Takes the hit and hits the bucket.
No fear.
Nice look there. Dadisman looking to hurry. Back outside. Going to get a three now from the wing. It's going to be an air ball. Rebounded underneath by Appleton. Tries to put it back up and in. That won't go. Tipped around. Goes right back inside for Jones, and that won't fall. And a rebound by Clark. So Jones took it up. Stolen away by Sierra Dadisman, who picks up the foul. And Sierra picking up where she did in the regular season. She's got those quick, active hands in there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Trey, you mentioned earlier with Caitlin Jones, you know, that Thomas defense. Something you like to do is look at the, you know, hey, who runs track? Well, sure enough, Caitlin Jones, she's been to run track in college. Tells you all you need to know
there. Yeah, a lot of people at Thomas run track at a very high level, and she's one of them.
Yeah.
Out of the free throw line goes Dadisman, and she knocks it down. Sierra getting on the board there with her first point. Score now 10-8, white team. 10 minutes to go. Everybody's getting ready to sub back in as we're going to get a fresh five after we get a timeout here shortly. So 10-8 still the score. Sierra's going to get one more shot at this, then they will stop play. And she's going to eyeball. She takes a long time shooting free throws. If you haven't seen her play yet, she will sit up there for a while And that one won't go. It's going to go right back outside. Now they're going to call it dead as Appleton gets the rebound. Now we're going to get a substitution timeout. So with 10 minutes to go, white team up 10-8. We're going to get five more players from each squad right after this. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
Welcome back to Boomer Fieldhouse, Classic Bowl 33, a collection of the best and the brightest athletes here in the tri-state. And Classic Bowl 33 being brought to you by Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. You'll be glad you did. Trent Caldwell, Tyler Riggs here. 10 minutes to go here in this half. 10-8 your score. You don't want to go anywhere for in between. We're going to have three-point shooting contests. We're going to give away some awards tonight. It's going to be an exciting time. And now the white team looking to inbound with a fresh five out there. Courtney Peterson from the Chisholm Longhorns is going to inbound it. She's going to get it to Amarice Villarreal, Tyrone Bobcats. Back out to Peterson. She drives inside, right-hand floater off the back iron. Will go rebound by the red squad. Haley Swart coming down with that one. Swart for O'Keen. She crosses over to her left, gives it back up. And Teely Bedick still in the game. Coming back in the game as the numbers aren't exactly even on some of these squads.
Right, yeah.
And now back outside in the wing, or back out in the corner to Bedick. Wing, ball fake, goes inside, mid post, little float jump shot. That one rolls out. And Jordan Deason from Elk City comes down with that rebound, playing with a leg brace.
Two leg braces.
And now careening to the hoop is Peterson, out of control. That shot won't go. And a rebound underneath by Swart. Now Swart going to run the point. 9-11 to go here in the half. Steps in just inside the 3-point line, out to Bedick, into the post, back outside. Swart drives to the left, kicks it back out to Peterson. She can't handle the pass, goes back down into the corner, and then back out to Peterson. Courtney Peterson drives outside, nowhere to go. Just looks back out to the corner, and that's going to be a missed shot on the outside there by Molly Jones from Follett. Trying to get everybody's name in here. It's going to be difficult. And now going to get a three. And it goes down with the two knee braces not affecting her shot. They gave her 2 foot on the line. That's going to be two for Deason.
Still a good look either way. Stepped into it with a lot of confidence.
12-8 with 8:30 to go. Now a three from Swart. That one's going to go off the back iron, and that's going to be rebounded underneath the hoop by Courtney Peterson. Crosses the timeline. Now she's going to slow it up. She's been playing 100 miles an hour. Now she's going to pull up and shoot it. Fooled everybody. It comes up short underneath the hoop. Rebound and a put up and no good underneath by Gracie Mills. And a put back and a foul by Deason again. So playing some active minutes here despite looking injured.
Well, we're seeing a lot of hustle on these boards, Trent. We were, you know, kind of thinking, okay, what the effort level is going to be. Sure enough, these girls are putting it all on the court.
Four fouls on the red squad right now. None for the white team. Staying pretty clean, puts Deason at the free throw line, and that one's going to come up short.
Well, I tell you what, Trent.
Coach Broadbent disagreeing with the call in an all-star game.
I was about to say, both these coaches, man, they are active. They are out there. I mean, you couldn't tell if this was regular season or not.
Deason's second free throw won't fall. Tipped around, almost goes out, and saved before it does by Pensy Stork. And Stork flips it over to Bedick, and Bedick runs the point back to a man defense here for the white squad. Bedick, wing, ball fake, drive by Jones, little floater with a right hand, air ball underneath. Bedick somehow hustled down and got the rebound, rifles one to the outside. We're getting a three from the perimeter and an air ball by Shaylee Maddox, and they try to save it underneath the hoop and goes out of bounds as Shaylee, another one of those Thomas Terriers who's on that great squad. And look at the long arms of Shaylee. She was a tough defender for that Thomas team.
I mean, and they were just stingy across the board. That length, I mean, it goes a long ways on that court.
They only averaged about 40 a game, made it to the state quarters. Turn spot on the block, up and good underneath the hoop by Gracie Mills. She gets two, adding some size in there for the white squad. It's now 12-8 white team, 6:44 left in this half. Bedick drives inside. She picks up a foul. And they're going to say goes out of bounds. That's the first foul in the white squad, and that's going to be on Amarice Villarreal. For Tyrone, picking up her first foul, team's first. Bedick directing traffic out there like she's played with these girls for a while. She gives right back to her in the corner for a three and knocks it down. And Bedick with two big threes and running the show.
Yeah, that's why she's getting a bit of that run, because Coach Brother is trusting her to do it right now.
Cashin, known for their football, but a great, fantastic year of girls basketball for the Wildcats as well. They try to lob it inside, and Maddox with those long arms knocks it away. Peterson tried to force it underneath to Gracie Mills. And that's going to be batted out of bounds by Maddox. And you got to be careful if you're going to throw it around Shaylee Maddox.
Absolutely. They have got those sticky fingers.
Peterson looking at Mills. Mid post, right back Peterson. Perimeter, Villarreal, 4-3, just off the front iron, and it's going to be rebounded by Bedick, who's racking up the boards, going for a triple-double. It's going to take, it's going to be very hard in an all-star game when you're only playing every 5 minutes. From the wing, back into the corner, head fake, drive, Swart, oh, kicked away and stolen, and she tried to get it ahead to Peterson, as that was Dallas Gill in the game for Leedy.
Doing,
and haven't called
does,
Dallas's
though.
Name in a yeah. while here. As you cannot press until the last 5 minutes, and we mentioned when we spoke to her at lunch, that's her A game.
Oh, yeah.
Taking away the press from Dallas Gill. Peterson now going to run the point. She flips it over to Dallas on the wing. They try to throw it inside, and it's stolen away. Nice front there by Pensy. Stork comes away with the steal and gives it over to Maddox. Shaylee getting a screen from Stork, goes around it, drives inside, drive and kick to the wing. Ball fake, drive by Jones. Get back outside, they fling it back to the perimeter, and they're going to reset it here. Man defense still for the white team. 4:55 to go, and they're going to call it because there is 4:55. So 14-11 is your score with under 5 to play here. We're going to get a timeout and be right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, everyone, to Classic Bowl 33. White team with a narrow 14-11 lead, under 5 to play in this half. Classic Bowl 33 being brought to you by J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units. Call them at 580-256-6461. Find out about their great employee opportunities. And now we're going to get a brand new five again for both squads coming in the game. And it's going to be, looks like, the starters now. Sailor Parker drops inside, stolen away inside. They try to force it into the post, and Zoe Weaver picks it off as they were trying to get find Pearl Almanza down there. Emma Duffy back in, starters back in now for the white squad. And Moreno wants to reset. Coach Marks calls it out. Zone, we got a 2-3 zone on by the red squad.
Bust out all the strategies.
Yeah, every defense in the playbook. A couple double fakes there by Weaver. Outside Moreno, 4-3. That one comes up short. Weaver tries to track it down. Flips it to Moreno, and they're going to get another possession. Nice hustle that time by Zoe Weaver. Now we're getting a three from the corner. That's an air ball, deep air ball by Amy Chapman. And now Carly Danielson with the basketball over to the other side to Woolman. Kaylee Woolman back in. Tight man defense now by the white squad. Danielson looking for a screen. Gets one from Almanza. Doesn't use it. Picks it up. Almost loses her dribble. Back out to the wing. Woolman hoists one up there. It's going to go off the front iron and a rebound. Emma Duffy. And Emma Duffy with those long strides covers a lot of ground. Rifles one into Egan. Can't handle the pass. And saved now down underneath in the corner and trapped. And finally they get it out to Weaver and prevent a turnover. Now rifled inside by Egan. Great pass by Moreno. Oh. The shot won't fall. Hit every part of the iron. And a rebound by the red squad.
Egan's going, what do I got to do to get a basket in this game?
Yeah, nice pass by Moreno that time. Danielson's wide open for three in the wing. They dared her to shoot it. It's going to be a miss and go right to Weaver. Weaver racking up some rebounds now. Nice no-look pass by Moreno. This time into Egg and Founder. What a pass by Moreno. The no-looker down to the block.
It's got to be comforting for Coach Marks to have his point guard out there just let her do her thing, even in an all-star game.
And Kylie Egan, part of those great Forgan squads. Another state run, OCA All-Stater. Football handoff to Danielson. She's double-teamed and drops it offside. Nice pass that time by Danielson, shoving the back by Almanza. She's going to go to the free throw line. We got another foul by the red squad, and that is a push in the back by Egan. Perla going to the free throw line. 272 points this year, Perla Almanza. Takes a dribble, drops it, free throw won't fall. 16-11 the score, 254 left in this half. White team in front by five. Almanza the second one, try to cut into that lead. It's tipped by Duffy, but goes right back to Almanza. She thought she was going to grab it with a hand, and that's going to be a retained possession that time for the red team. Crossover, Danielson. Flips it up. They're going to get it into the post again. Almanza triple team's got to get rid of it. And flips it over the end to Woolman. Woolman nowhere to go. Nice defense that time. She drives inside, finds a little crease, and throws one up there. It won't fall. Tipped around. Goes out of bounds. It looks like it's going to stay here with the red team trying to cut this lead at the half.
Well, and when you get great defense right there, that was Amy Chapman face guarding Woolman. It took a hard screen to get her off of it.
Yeah, Chapman, great job defensively that time. Little drive and kick. Now into the post. Plunkett. She's nowhere to go. Out to Almanza on the wing. That one goes down, comes back out. And again, Duffy can't handle the board. It goes out of bounds. But they're going to say goes over to the white team. I thought that was out on Emma Duffy.
Well, we don't have the instant replay to work with.
I'm also there, not down there.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. So now Moreno with the basketball. Under two to play. 16-11. White team in front with the ball. Duffy from the perimeter. Weaver back out. Moreno. Nice shot fake. Nowhere to go, so she flips it down to Egan. Now bounce pass, good post move inside to Weaver. Great 1-2 game that time. Egan and Weaver look like they play together forever.
Well, you know, being in close proximity, they at least know each other.
Panhandle comes together.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a foul by Egan, who's picking up two fouls, and she's upset with herself in limited action. That's two fouls there for Kylie.
This is a game, I don't think, do we have a foul limit here, Trent? I don't know if we clarified that.
Right, four fouls for the red, three for the white team. Inbounded that, poked away by Egan, but goes right back to Woolman. Woolman nowhere to go. Back out to Danielson. Long three for Danielson. Air ball tipped by Duffy. They're going to say again, tipped by Duffy, but went out of bounds underneath on Taylor Ellis. Goes back to the white team with a seven-point lead in a minute 18 here left in this half.
Yeah, white team, you know, Trent, we talked about they look like they're together right now and really getting it done.
Another no-look pass by Moreno into Weaver. Back outside, and they flip it back to Moreno. Swinging around the perimeter to Egan, who's all the way now out in the wing. Skip pass, far side, Moreno, back to the far corner. Try to drive baseline, nowhere to go. Stolen away, looking for Egan underneath was Chapman. Steal, drive, swat down by Duffy as Danielson tried to take it to the hoop, and the long arms of Emma Duffy come away. Now, Lomega, who average margin of victory was 50 this year, plays pretty good defense. They're kind of known for their offense, but they can get up and down the floor. Kaylee Woolman, long three, and that one goes down, and Kaylee on the board for the red squad.
Well, and Trent, to your point on Lomega, I mean, what, beat Deer Creek Vermont 92-4? I mean,
at a certain point, they were so good that even when they would sit people, they would still come in. They never lost a game of basketball at any level from grade school all the way up to varsity this year.
That's
it
crazy.
It is a powerhouse, the Lady Raiders. Now it's going to be inbounded by the white team. Far sideline, Chapman drops it to Moreno, who's putting on a clinic with some of these passes. Is Sewell Ross going to get a good one in her? Canadian's going to be real good next year as well, bringing a lot of talent back for the Wildcats. 27 seconds to shoot for the white squad. Duffy skip pass. Moreno, ball fake, goes inside, cut off the elbow, crossover. Now back out. Chapman drives baseline. She's out of space, flips it back to Weaver. Weaver driving kick. Duffy, long three for Emma Duffy. Bounces around, won't go, tipped, still tipped. Danielson comes down with it, 10 to shoot for Carly Danielson. She got Moreno on her, Duffy down low, waiting on her. She pulls it back. 6 seconds left, 4-3, Catherine Plunkett, that won't fall. Battered around, goes back out to the corner, and nowhere to go. And that will do it for the first half. Not an offensive explosion, but an 18-14 at the half. White team in front of the red team. We're going to be back with some more festivities right after this. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl, the 33rd Classic Bowl on K101.
J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461. No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
And back here at Classic Bowl 33, Boomer Fieldhouse, as we are doing some cheerleader introductions, getting ready for a performance by some of several talented young people here. And it's a video, so we're not, obviously on the radio, you're not going to be able to see it, but they are going to get ready to put on a performance here. So if you are watching the Lawn Line stream, then that would be KALVradio.com with the Lawn Line stream. So you might be able to see it there, and you can hear us here, but this is going to be so many of these cheerleaders, Tyler, there's a lot of them and represented, and it's a short time for them to kind of get together, and they as well aren't used to working together.
No, and this is the impressive part of that. I mean, these are same as, the basketball, football players, elite talents from across the tri-state. And for them, like you're saying, to come together in the matter of, literal days. I mean, we get to Saturday with the band. They're going to have essentially a day to kind of get ready for what they're able to do with that. It's just phenomenal. I mean, it really speaks to, all that we do here at Classic Bowl.
Yeah, and, we've kind of went through some of these honors. But, we have some people here. Like, we want to mention, for example, Brinley Q. Wants to go to OU to study pre-med with an emphasis on cardiology. That's the kind of, smart and talented people that we have here. The basketball's great, and, it's a lot of fun, and a lot of these girls are going to play at the next level. But just the amount of time it takes now to be a teenager today. Yeah. I feel like they do so much, and it's so great that they have this time to kind of get out here and be rewarded.
Oh, yeah, you could tell they were ready. I mean, talking to them at lunch, you saw kind of the emotion, and not only that, but obviously not to be too much of a bummer, but dealing with all of last year, that's a lot of stress to finally kind of get off your chest and be able to look forward to greater things beyond just basketball, like you said. And, the Tri-State area could not be more proud of the quality of people that, it produces.
Yeah. Your leading scorers for the red team, who is trailing this one 18-14. Ely Tilly-Bedick had 6 points on two threes. Reggie Pasby came in that first 5 minutes. She had 5 points. And Kaylee Woolman has 3 points. That's it right now for the red team. And for the white team, they've spread it out a little bit. Jordan Deason with two. Hannah Appleton with two. Caitlin Jones with two. Zoe Weaver is your leading scorer with three. Sierra Dadisman has a point. Madison Owens has two. Gracie Mills with two. Emma Duffy with two. And Kylie Egan with two. So Coach Marks going with the spread of the ball around, strategy for this game.
Well, and it seems like Jasmine Moreno, who's got no points, has all the assists for the white team with some of the passes that you've highlighted.
It's got to help. She's running with her her coach here. Yeah. We did that on purpose. We want to give her one last game with Coach Marks.
Yeah.
But, they know each other. So she knows these sets. She knows kind of where to put everybody in the right position. And, that's a little bit of an advantage, but not much. She also, coming from the Texas Panhandle, as we spoke with her at lunch today at the luncheon, didn't really play with a lot of these other girls.
Right.
She knew Sailor Parker from Turpin. She knew some of the Panhandle girls from Wheeler. But a new experience for her. And that's one of the great things, too. You get to meet and play with new players you may not know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and C.J. Montgomery, of course, who you'll hear from a lot this week, he'll wax on about how for a lot of these athletes, a lot of these participants, it is life-changing, and the relationships they form from here can last as they go on adulthood and beyond. So I mean, it's always great to hear those stories.
It is. I also want to mention for Coach Marks, he brought along his assistant Doug Boyd, who he called the best in Texas.
Pride of Texas.
And you don't just come by yourself. You bring the best with you.
That's right.
You want to win, and you better believe you put a bunch of people, competitors, on the floor. They're trying to win this basketball game.
Oh, no doubt about it.
So now we're going to get some recognitions here for the old. These are last year's Classic Bowl participants that did not get to play in the game are now going to be honored here in this basketball game. So we're going to put on the microphone and see if we can hear Caitlin Brewster. So three Fairview Yellow Jackets here.
Emma Hussey.
And Emma Hussey from Watonga getting a shout out there. I mean, a lot of these people local, but it's a good chance for us to bring in the
Classic Bowl 32
girls.
Also at this time, we are going to have the Classic Bowl 32 girls three-point contest.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
First up from Moreland, Madison Kahn.
All right, so we're going to bring out some racks here. Now, this is how this is going to work. If you don't know how a three-point contest works, you're going to have a rack at the corners, you're going to have a rack at the wings, you're going to have a rack at the top of the key. Each ball worth one, last ball. They call it the money ball, Tyler.
Right.
That's your two-pointer. That'll be the last ball in the rack. And all these 32 participants are going to shoot in this three-point contest.
Now, Trent, they're not dressed out here to be, you know, necessarily doing athletic activities. I see a lot of jeans out here, just regular T-shirts. So if somebody gets on fire, this will be impressive.
They are not in gym shorts.
No.
They do have T-shirts on. This is not the shoot. And, you know, it's been a year, so who knows how many jump shots they've gotten up. But
well,
this
the first participant here, Madison Kahn, you know, her family is a business owners here in Woodward locally. Uh-huh. They're from Orlando. And I tell you what, they're probably in the crowd watching, knowing that Madison, she could put it up. She put up some points in her time over there in Moreland.
And she's going to get 60 seconds here on the clock.
Boy.
And she's already showing her form. Madison's cold, coming out cold, too.
Oh, it's tough.
They just came out and got introduced.
Okay.
They're going to see who's keeping score here.
Yeah, we'll have to get the official score.
First one up there for Madison. She comes up short. And she's going to have to hurry. She's airballed a couple. Now the third one's going to go up, and that one's going to come down. Not a lot of contact here. She's shaking her head. She's going to have to shake this off, Tyler.
Yeah, it's a tough mental battle right here. You start missing the first couple, you get on a bad streak.
She got 42 seconds. She's never going to get through. She only gave her three racks, though. I thought they were going to do the full five.
They're moving.
Okay, I
they're
see.
They're going.
They're getting some help from her competitors.
Some teamwork.
And she's still frustrated with herself.
Hey, there you
one
go.
Goes down for Madison. Then the crowd gives her a nice hand. And now she goes out to the top of the key. And this is what's nice. For these girls who didn't get a play last year due to the pandemic, kind of get a little chance to at least play on the floor. She just rolls
the second one
in. And that third one drops.
Getting hot.
Madison. Oh. And she's even wearing her shirt from last year, the 32 shirt.
Yeah, well, and a lot of these honorees from last year did get a shirt handed out to them, so to make sure that they had that.
Coming up short this time, and she's going to run out of time here. Just a couple of points, I think three from my count.
Yeah, I think that's what we got.
They're holding up three. So a three on the board, someone's got to be able to beat three.
Yeah, it's tough to go out first, but credit to her after fighting off those air balls. Kiara
Case from Fairview, as you can hear. And she's going to start the same. Looks like she's got more mobile basketball gear on
here.
Yeah, this might be an advantage.
We'll see. Oh, and she's upset with herself after that one. Off the side of the backboard. Kiara doing her best, though. And now she's going to crank up another one here at 47 seconds left. She got one to roll in. She just needs two more to tie for the lead out to the wing. And, you know, at least everybody's out here having a good time.
There's some bragging rights on the line, I'm sure. Say, hey, I came back
again,
and I got done.
Yeah, you can't just roll the balls out and expect these girls not to compete. These were, and a lot of them. You know, sometimes if I just put out the stat sheet for you, you would look at it. But every single person has played in the Classic Bowl, whether these girls from last year or this year, was recommended by their coach for
Absolutely.
A reason, because they played an integral part on every team. You know, we've seen some people whose numbers aren't great, but we've already seen someone like a Hannah Appleton who had some big moments in the playoffs there. Didn't score a ton of points per game, but was a big part of that Drummond squad.
Well, and some of these kids are on such talented teams too, Trent. Like you're saying, you get them sparse out into a deal like this, and you know that's what happens.
Three still holds.
Hey, there you
Case
go.
Case gets one.
Mass is probably happy. She probably thought that was going to last. Maybe the last couple. We'll see here.
Next year, hope we will not be doing this. But if we did, then we're going to have to get some practice rounds in for
Trent,
these girls.
Trent, next year is the dunk contest. That's That's what we're going to next year.
Well, there is one for the guys. That's the rumor.
There we go. Ooh, that'll be interesting.
That's the rumor. And now that one's going to come up short. And two, and I didn't catch who this was. So. Oh, that's Tabor Gilchrist. Fairview again. There's three Fairview Yellow Jackets participating in this. Tabor knocks that one down. Tabor can score a little bit.
Got the good form.
She still looks pretty good. She got a nice looking jumper there. She's only got one, though, here. She's going to have to speed up. She's only got 25 seconds already. She's not even to that third rack. And that one won't go either. She's going to have to catch fire here, top of the key, with 18 seconds to shoot. Taking her time, and air balls one. And another one up there, top of the key, trying to find a rhythm. 9 seconds now left. 18-14 is the score of the game. This score is 3-1. Still 3-1.
2 seconds.
Tabor's got two. She's got to make two quick ones if she wants a shot. Three may hold.
And for Tabor, she hit one as well.
It's Madison Kahn.
And
right
the
now
last contestant
three.
Of the Classic Bowl 32 girls basketball 3-point contest, Emma Hussey from Watonga.
Another scorer here. This could be the one, Tyler.
She knows what she's got to do. Let's see.
Got to be three. That one's going to come up short. And again, she misses her first two, 52 seconds to go.
These are hitting rim, though. They're looking decent.
She's going to catch fire here. There it was. You were right, Tyler. You called it. She's looked like she's on the mark, and that's it. And here comes Emma Hussey. She only needs two for this title. That one's going to come up short again. And she's going to try another one. She just needs one more to tie. 32 seconds left. That one falls for her, and now she's looking. That shot's starting to fall down. That one just misses. And the last money ball.
She thought she had it.
Get the money ball. Just one of those would have given her the win. And that one comes up short. She just needs one more to tie.
15 seconds
left. Just one. 12 seconds left. That one won't fall.
Oh, boy.
9 seconds to go. That one won't go. She got to hurry. Six to shoot. She's going to pull back up now from the wing, far wing.
Buzzer beater?
2 seconds. No. One more. If it goes.
Oh no.
No, 18.
Give it up for Emma. She hit three.
Emma got three. We have a tie.
Oh, boy. They gave her a money ball.
Oh, the money ball. Yeah. She hit the last one in the rack.
So there you go.
Four. She won the championship. Now, usually when you do this, the money ball is a different color. So right. It's an understandable mistake.
Yeah. It's tough to keep track of. But, hey, there you go. The way. Oh, she's
and
walking
Emma
off the
Hussey's leaving without her trophy. She's like, can you get a trophy for this? Emma Hussey of Watonga, your Classic Bowl 32 3-point championship. Ooh. One more honor.
3-point champion
for Emma
Hussey from Watonga.
Congratulations to her.
Oh, man.
So 18-14 here, white team, the red team, and the Classic Bowl 33 brought to you by Compass Athletics, located at the corner 21st and Main Street in Wardwood. Compass Athletics serving you in every direction. And with 3 minutes left, we're going to get the teams back on here. We're going to take another break and be right back with you. 18-14, white team in front of the red team in the girls' first girls' game. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
Back here, Classic Bowl 33 girls game. Game one here at the half, 18-14, white team in front of the red team. Trent Caldwell, Tyler Riggs here. And we want to give a shout out to J.C. Wells doing the thrown into spot duty for the announcing duties here. Didn't know he had to do it, but doing a heck of a job.
Johnny on the spot, getting it done. That's
right.
What you like to see.
And Halftime adjustments, Tyler. What do you do at an all-star game?
Man, I mean, for the red team, Trent, seemed like the plan was to be out there in the get-go, push that pace, launch some of those threes. They just didn't fall, so you hope the rush shakes off a little bit and gets that going. For the white team, they've controlled a little bit better in their offensive end in terms of the tempo and really flinging the ball around. We highlighted that with the points. If they could just hold that serve, I think they take this one right here.
I've expected to see more zone defense because it's just easy to slip in. And Coach Broadbent told me that he wasn't going to run zone. He already has.
Yeah. Well, you know how coaches are.
They were, I'm telling you, at the lunch, there was a lot of gamesmanship. Asking players, what are you guys running in this game? You better believe it. It may not count in the record books, but nobody wants to lose the Classic Bowl.
No, you want to say you won. Absolutely.
It's about 27 seconds here before we start it up again. White team in front by four. Not a scorer's market, but a white team doing a great job of spreading the ball around at almost everybody getting on the board, whereas the red team has been led by three scorers, particularly Reggie Pasby, Neely Tilly Bedick, from the jump, has really attacked the basket, and she's really showing that she wants to kind of step in here and not go quietly.
No,
last high school game for some of these girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Showing all the hustle out there, some of that emotion too, getting some of those boards.
Flip flop inside. Shaylee Maddox inbounds it to Pasby. She's going to run the point. Brinley Q in there. She's going to be joined by JC McDaniel and Rihanna Clark from Alva. Going to take it at the left elbow. Flips it back out to Pasby on the wing. Man defense here by White. Pasby takes it underneath, tries to beat everybody, runs out of space, muscles her way in, drops it to Clark, but stolen away by Tiziera Dadisman. She tips it quickly up ahead. No one down there, right hand, off the glass and down for Caitlin Jones. And you're not going to catch Caitlin Jones with a full head of steam on the floor.
Yeah, good luck.
And now Pasby wants to slow it up. And Pasby is another one of those who's really, she's face is red right now. She is
intense.
Gets a screen from Q. Drops to Clark. Nice two-woman game there. She tries to get it to Q. Clark to Q. Goes out of bounds, but poked away by the white team and stays with the red team.
Nice little, that was a turnaround bounce right there. Not a lot of time to fit that in, and that was a pretty accurate pass.
Yeah, nice job by the two bigs in the game now for the red squad. Drop down out inside. Three bigs, really, because there goes J.C. McDaniel, who drops in two more. Great job there by J.C. McDaniel, picking up 2 points from the Goodwell Eagles. MVP of our team is what Coach Tony Taylor said about J.C. Out to the wing, a little crossover inside. Up underneath by Jones. That one won't fall. Nice defense by Clark. Comes away with a tip, and he gets the rebound. Pasby trying to beat everyone down the floor and nowhere to go. She wisely pulls it back. Thought about a three. Said no. She's got Jones up in her. Drops it off to McDaniel. Back out to Pasby. And now Q's going to dribble inside. Picks up her dribble over to Shaylee Maddox. Saying D up. Ball's on the floor. Nice tip that side by Appleton, but goes right up underneath to Q. And she tries to muscle it in and picks up the foul. That's the game of Brinley Q.
Yeah, really gets those elbows out there. There could be 5-6 girls ahead of her. It doesn't matter. She's going to throw.
And that'll be the first team foul here of this half. Going to put Brinley Q at the free throw line, and she drops it down. Now she's on the board for the red team, adding another score there. They cut it to 20-17 at 18-10, hit them both. And Q is the opposite of Sierra Dadisman. Brinley Q gets the ball and is ready to shoot. Dadisman got Clark on her with the basketball, trying to run a play. Looks over to the sideline, sit over to Caitlin Jones, gets a screen there by Jones from Appleton. Flip it over back to the wing. Jones now top of the key. She's got Q on her, tries to take her inside. Nice defense by Q. Back out to Dadisman for three. Comes up short. Rebound underneath by J.C. McDaniel. Gets it ahead to Pasby again, looking to speed up the pace as you're not allowed to press, but it's hard when the offensive team's just getting the ball and taking off.
Yeah, they're going quick.
McDaniel with a fadeaway jumper won't go. Gets her on board, though. Takes it back up and in. That shot won't fall. Nice athletic rebound. She's laughing. Had a point-blank look at it. Didn't go for J.C. Dadisman now over outside. Long three on there by Madison Owens, and that goes down. Madison Owens now with five.
Left the hand hanging too. Felt good about
it. Yeah, that one coming off her hands. Much better three-point shooting here than we saw at that three-point shooting contest. Nice defense there. Almost stolen away by Sailor Parker. Rihanna Clark drives on Sailor. Kicked back out to Q. Q to McDaniel. Now she gets a hoist of three. That one won't fall. That one's tracked down by Parker. Parker, one on two, and she says, no, I'm going to pull it back outside and reset it. They get it up top of the key, now to the far wing. Appleton from the corner Looking to get rid of the basketball. Back to Jones. She's going to shoot a long three. That one's going to bounce long. We'll try to go out of bounds. Nice box out underneath by Pasby. And she keeps Parker from grabbing the basketball. Goes out of bounds on the white team and back to the red team, who trail by five. Chance to try to climb back in here, the red team. Five-point game. They can't quite get over the hump.
No, but it takes one shot. You're within two possessions here. All it takes is a good little offense play and a good defense step.
Got a little something going here. Pasby drives inside. She's fearless in there. Picks up the foul. A nice attack. That looks like that's going to be on Jones. And that's going to be it. Well, they're going to give it to Sailor Parker, I believe.
Oh,
so tough start right there for Sailor. And go to the free throw line now. Reggie Pasby. And she picks up another point. She's got six. She's tied for the leading scorer in this basketball game. Reggie, point guard for Chisholm. And she is an aggressive player, looking to take it to the rack every time. That's in the second. Miss free throw won't fall. Score remains 23-19 white. White team with the basketball. Madison Owens. Now over to the wing. Dadisman, ball fake. Crook flies out to her. She drives and kicks outside to Jones. Jones tries a three. That one won't fall. Bounces around. Another nice job by Pasby blocking out, making sure they don't get those rebounds.
Yeah, blocking out for an out-bounds ball in an all-star game.
That's the kind of hustle you're looking for.
And Jones was laughing at herself on the air ball there. Said, I left that one a little short.
Yeah, not just last year's contestants. I mean, you got to remember, a lot of girls we talked to today are coming off senior trips. They haven't exactly been in the gym the whole time. Q tries to hit a little left-hand floater. That won't fall. Rebound Owens. Two on two. Jones takes it inside. Up underneath it. That one won't drop. Tipped around and out of it. Stays here with the white squad, who lead 23-19 with 15:35 left in this second half.
I think Jones is wondering where the foul is. Right there. Off the drive. Tough one.
Standing right there in front of her. May have been all ball. Appleton now over to Sierra Dadisman. She looks over as Coach Marks in the sideline. Gets up her play. Takes it inside. Nice quick move by Dadisman. Thought about it. Dropped it inside to Appleton, who missed the bunny. Tips it right back inside to Dadisman, who's fouled on the putback. Great pass by Sierra Dadisman. Shot wouldn't fall. And that's going to be Brindley Q's, or Rihanna Clark, rather, her first foul. Second team foul.
Trent, not only the vision, but the body control to get that pass through right there to a wide open Appleton.
Now Sierra's going to shoot two free throws, which takes about 5 minutes. I like that, though. Make the game come to you. She always was dictating the pace of the basketball games every time she played. And she hits that first free throw for her first point of the game, or second point of the game. She's going to get another one here, 15-12, as we get ready for another substitution. And she hit them both. That's why you take your time. And now we're going to get 10 more players in here, 25-19, leads six for the white squad, who has led most of this basketball game.
Yeah,
the red team can't just quite claw back into it.
I mean, it seems like every time the red team hits a play, there's a big answer, you know, from white. So we'll see. Like I said, it looks like Neely back in the game as well.
Yep,
so.
Bennett coming back in here. She's going to be out there. Swart with the basketball. Haley Swart. Also for the red squad, looks like Kaylee Woolman back in. Pensy Stork, Molly Jones. Bedick picking up her dribble. Picked it up way outside. Now she got nowhere to go with the ball. She's just going to hoist one up because she had to shoot it. And a rebound underneath by Molly Jones from Follett. Back outside. Now Bedick calling out plays out there, running the point. And she is a natural leader, is Neely Tilly Bedick.
You can tell.
Cross over to the left. Nowhere to go. And kind of stagnant motion offense here as everybody's standing around. Basketball legs may coming into effect. And now Molly Jones from the wing. Get a cut by Stork. Stork drops it back outside to Woolman. Woolman over to Bedick. Man defense here by the white squad. Bedick drives, lost the basketball. Dallas Gill goes after it. Dallas Gill on the floor. Doesn't get it. Bedick comes away with it. Little mid-post jumper. Rolls around, hits every part of the rim. Won't go down, and a rebound by the white squad.
How about Dallas Gill?
Oh, it's stolen away again. They tried to come up with the basketball. Villarreal couldn't get to it. Goes right inside. We're getting a drive shot off the glass and down for Molly Jones, who finally gets one to fall. And Molly on the board with two. And fast action there and a quick turnover.
And a tough finish.
Villarreal from the wing. They drop it down into the post to Gracie Mills. Gracie Mills outside to Peterson with those long arms off the glass. And a tough shot by Peterson. Fouled by Woolman. Gets the shot to drop.
And a little shoulder shake for the end one there for Peterson.
And a foul going to be on Kaylee Woolman, I believe, her first. So 27-21 the score. Chance for the and one. Missed free throw, though, for Peterson. Ball on the ground. There's a fight for it. And nice hustle that time by Hope Adkins. And we'll see if they're going to give her – they're going to give the ball here staying with the white team because Atkins made sure she ran and got her hands on that basketball.
Oh, man. I mean, the hustle for the All-Star game, getting on the floor.
Peterson now to Villarreal from Tyrone. Amaris, little head fake there on the dribble. Back outside to Peterson. Another player with some long limbs. Drives outside. Nowhere to go from the top, from the free throw line. They drop it into the post. Spin back outside. Peterson, three from the top of the key. Goes down, comes back out again. And another rebound by Molly Jones. 13-23, 27-21 the white team. Red team with the basketball. Can't quite catch up. Bedick looking for somewhere to go. They're going to get a three from the wing. That's not going to fall for Swart. Rebound up underneath again by Jones, who puts it back up and in. And Molly Jones with the last 2 points for the red squad to cut it to four.
And she may be the smallest player on the floor right now. She's hustling for these second chances.
She seems to have a really good eye of where the basketball is going to be when it's in the air, when it comes off that rim. Now they drop it down to the post. Almost poked away, and a foul underneath as they're trying to front the post. They're trying to get it to Gracie Mills on that block, and she's going to get fouled down there, and that foul going to be on Pensy Stork.
Some laughs from Stork and Bedick right there about just the double team trying to stop.
Doing LAK, and that try to get it inside again. It's poked away again, and who else? Molly Jones getting a hand on that. Stays with the white team, though, who lead by four with 12:32 left. Peterson, front of the M, Boomer underneath the hoop. She's going to lob one to Villarreal, has to grab it. They drop it right back inside to a reposting. and then we're going to get a reach around the back. It's Gracie Mills. It looked like Pensy Stork couldn't quite get around Gracie Mills. She's given up some size down there.
Yeah, really tried to wrap her up. I mean, I thought you were on the football field for a second.
Fourth team foul in the red team. And now Mills from Hennessy. You give it up to Peterson. Peterson skip pass, far wing. Villarreal tries to find some room. Tip shoots it, gets it blocked right back to her. Shot it, missed it again. And a rebound by Pensy Stork. Now Bedick. Outside, corner three. Molly Jones, why not? The hot hand, it doesn't fall. Nice tough rebound underneath by Woolman with a box out of Peterson. She's looking for room underneath the hoop, and it's just taken from her by Dallas Gill. And it wouldn't have been a game on this floor if we hadn't seen Dallas Gill with a steal and a floor burn already.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that time and time again this season in her career.
Al Peterson. Villarreal, they posted again to Mills. This time she gets the pass and turns and shoots and scores underneath, and they were looking for Gracie Mills and finally found her.
I mean, it's tough to stop her when she's got that footwork. Not only size, but you can tell right there, footwork on point.
Class 2A All-Stater, Three Rivers Conference, all first team. She averaged 11.5 this year for Hennessy. Did Gracie. Molly Jones feeling it. Tries to take it at Gill, says, no, I'm stopping that. She brings it back out to Woolman, guarded by Peterson. Woolman picks up her dribble to Bedick on the wing. She's looking for room. Nice little head fake there. Got the floater to fall. Great little look-off move by Neely Tilly Bedick.
So far, the leading scorer of the night, too, in this first game.
And very efficient as well in this basketball game. Again to Mills as she crosses on the flash. That shot won't fall. And underneath it, a rebound by Woolman, who's fouled on the board. And that's going to be, looks to be, on number 12, Swart.
Some aggressive elbows as well coming down for that.
Or not Swart, I'm sorry. Hope Adkins is going to be on that foul. 12 on White. Now we're going to get some more sub 10:24 to go. 29-25, white team in front. Red team with the basketball looking to get something going here. Can't quite catch up in this one. Woolman whips it over outside to Swart. She drives and kicks. We're going to get a Molly Jones three. That one rattles around, won't fall, tip, and Gracie Mills rips it away. Goes back out to Peterson with 5 seconds to go. She's going to have to shoot it before they blow the whistle, though. 2 seconds left. Oh, they're not going to. I thought they were going to stop play.
Here. Let the possession play a little bit.
Let the possession play on. Oh, there
we go.
There it goes. Under five to play. They were just not, didn't want to stop the fast break. So 29-25 here is your score. White team in front by four with 9:54 to go. We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment.
Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, everybody. Classic Bowl 33, game one of a spectacle like none other here in the state of Oklahoma, and some of the best and the brightest young ladies here on the floor tonight. 29-25, white team in front, 9:54 now left in this one. And inbound and back, we got some of the starters back in. A little bit of mix here as we got a whole new group on the floor. Starters for the white team, Weaver, Zoe Weaver back in, blitz back to Moreno. They swing around the perimeter to Duffy. Nice ball movement. They get a flasher underneath. She can't corral the pass. Jordan Deason couldn't come down with it. Duffy rifled one in there at her.
Yeah, threw a heater in there. Deason was in a decent position, but, man, it was a little tough to spot that one amongst the trees.
Emma Duffy, not only a back-to-back state champion, valedictorian at Lomega. Now the red team of the basketball, and we're going to get a turnover, quick turnover, and another loose pass there. Some showing some rust coming off the bench. Catherine Plunkett couldn't handle that one for the red squad.
Coach Robin not happy with that turnover.
Amy Chapman now in for the white team. They give it back to Duffy. She's going to try a three from the logo. That one comes out hard and rebound underneath by Deason. Double team has to get rid of it. Gives it back up to Weaver. They're swimming around the perimeter back to Moreno. Running the point. Nice flash by Weaver. Nice bounce pass underneath to Deason on the cut on the baseline. And a nice play for a bunch of girls that never played together. We're going to get a foul underneath the hoop, though. And that's foul going to be called on Carly Danielson.
Yeah, could have fooled me. They look in sync. The white team has it seemingly all game long.
Lob inside to Weaver. That's the third team foul in the white squad. Second for Carly. Although I don't know if anyone's going to be able to foul out in this limited minutes. Duffy drives and she picks up a foul. Just as I say that, we're going to get a foul on the red squad, and that's going to be Brinley Q.
They're actually going to sign that one.
They're going to Plunkett that one, I believe.
Perla Almanza.
Oh, Perla Almanza. They gave it to number four. Okay.
Yep.
Good eye, partner.
That's what I'm here for.
Knocks it down. Couldn't do it without you.
Well.
Duffy going to hit to get another crack at this one, and she gets the second one, and Emma Duffy, all-stater. She has four. And that foul going to be the sixth foul on the red squad. Carly Danielson with the basketball gets a screen from Almanza, drops it into Q. Q looking for room, tries to drive inside, and she picks up the foul on Deason. And that's Brindley Q's basketball game. She's used to being the strongest person out there at times.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great trait to have, too. It really, I mean, we've seen it across both the boys and girls side of things. When you know you're the strongest person on the floor, it kind of gives you a little bit of that edge.
Yeah, she was an all-stater, Class A, Girls Basketball Coaches Association.
We got the ball wedged here. Oh, Zoe Weaver tried, couldn't get it.
Nobody can get the ball out
there we go.
From the hoops.
Oh, Weaver
finally,
got
finally, Zoe Weaver. We're going to have to give her some kind of award for that, or that ball would have stayed up there for a good 10 minutes.
She said, step aside, need an athlete to get this ball.
Showing some ups is Zoe. And that first one falls for Brindley Q. Had to wait a long time to shoot that free throw. And she's going to get another crack. Score 31-26. White team in front by five. Make it four. Two big ones there for Q with 8:22 now left in this half. Moreno bringing the ball up. And she's guarded down there by Taylor Ellis. Kremlin Hillsdale. Moreno flips it over. Swartz swing it around, or Chapman rather, swings it around to Weaver. Weaver back to Chapman. Top of the key. Jordan Deason. Now Moreno. Oh, nice crossover. Nice stop move from the elbow. Great move by Moreno. Drops it down. Fooled the defender, and it stopped on a dime.
Got the crowd up. Got her first points of the game in style, Trent.
That's right. She's done so much. She deserved to get on the board there. And now that one's lost away, thrown away. They were trying to get it outside. And they're going to say out of bounds, though. Poked away.
Looked
like it was out on red, but they're going to say it stays with the red team. Catherine Plunkett's going to inbound it. A little bit of miscommunication that time by Taylor Ellis. We get it, Ellis. Oh, Duffy tried to get the poke away. She does come up with the steal, and her foot's on the line. As Zoe Weaver had the right idea, she was running the floor looking for that pass, but Duffy couldn't quite corral the basketball. Stays with the red team in a six-point lead for the white team with 7:15 now left in this one. They give it to Danielson. Down Almanza. Almanza nowhere to go. Nice spin move by her. She comes up, turns around, shoots, won't go. Nice box out by Duffy. She gets in front of Ellis with the rebound. Keeping her head up, driving down inside. No numbers. Flips it inside. Nice cut by Weaver, who gets fouled by Almanza. Thought she got all ball. And they're going to pick her. They're going to get that second foul on her. It's a one-on-one match and another great play by Weaver.
Oh, yeah. And then the final, of course, with Duffy. You know, Trent, we talked about her leaves, but she's part of the silver medal relay team over there in Lomega, too. So she's got some of that speed.
Free throw drops, 34-27 the score. For Weaver, 6:58 now left in this half. Zoe's second one falls down for her. And Zoe adding to her point total of five. And she's showing like that knee or that leg injury she had is really starting to wear down. She's just not showing many ill effects right now. Stolen away by Moreno up underneath. No one saw her. Ball on the ground. Ellis tries to come away with it and finally picks it up. Nice save there by Taylor Ellis. Plunkett looking down the side for Q. Q has to corral that pass. Nice front underneath by Deason. Q's looking to regather, nowhere to go. She goes back out to the corner and a hoist up that time. That one won't go. Rebound underneath by Almanza. Going to be blocked out of bounds. Stays with the red squad. And that time Taylor Ellis almost got that one to fall. Get on the board. Catherine Plunkett from the Garber Wolverines. Going to give it to Pearl Almanza. Back out to Q. Nice ball fake by Q. She drives inside, oh, and she's going to get a charge call. And that was a load. And Zoe Weaver picking up the charge. And Zoe coming to play tonight here in this All-Star game. Score still 35-27, 6:09 left. Red team running out of time. And the white team now with a big possession here.
Big possession. Big spot to really extend that lead out, maybe up to 10.
Amy Chapman. Nowhere to go. She's hounded outside. Moreno finds herself open for a three. It comes up short, bounces right back to her. She almost loses it, tries to flip it into Deason and Q. And we're going to say a timeout. We've got a timeout by Coach Marks before he lost the possession.
Oh, boy.
That's a coach who's coaching to win.
Hey, we told you, folks, these coaches, they are in this to win this. Hey, you know, they're not out there just sitting on the bench. They're barking instructions. They're making sure signs are properly given. It is all on the line. Hey,
Coach Marks is what they call a hoop head. He lives and breathes this stuff, and he is not here to just show up.
No. And you can tell. You can see the joy on the sidelines with him just, you know, having some fun over there with girls and, you know, making sure really everybody understands their assignments.
35-27 with 5:46. The Classic Bowl 33 brought to you by J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units. Call them at 580-256-6461 to find out about their great employee opportunities. And we want to thank all our sponsors here doing a great job. Compass Athletics, J&R Transport, and Harper Sanitation. Couldn't do it without you guys who are making this thing go. And a lot of people from a lot of places. Everybody here at Woodward High School, everybody in the Classic Bowl committee really put their time and their effort, unpaid time and effort, to make this event happen. And, you know, it really is amazing to watch kind of not just one community, but several communities that come together and put this event on. It's really spectacular. A time for everyone to kind of show that we're not just different little towns here in Northwest Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. We're really all one.
Well, you know, there's a lot of pride in the tri-state area of just looking out for each other, right? That type of way, that American way of saying, hey, watch for your neighbor, take care of your neighbor, take care of your fellow human beings.
5:46 left in this one. 8-point lead for the white squad. Lob it into Weaver, Zoe Weaver. Looking back outside, she flips it open to Amy Chapman, who gives it back to Moreno with 39 seconds before the last substitution, where you can do anything you want in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you can press if you want
press,
to.
Yeah.
Chapman, nowhere to go. Nice little cross over there. Puts it back over to Moreno from the far wing. And dangerous behind the back pass. She steps behind the three-point line. They're going to get her for a travel. She made a great move, and
she's
they claimed her for the travel, and Jasmine did not like it.
Coach Michoud.
Getting hounded for that one.
Rick Michoud bagging on his old fellow man out there saying somebody boo that ref. Wow.
Now back out. They flip it out to the corner to Brinley Q. Nice defense by Weaver. Long three by Danielson from the wing. That one won't fall. Rebound Emma Duffy. And the horn going to sound with under five to play. 35-27. White team in front here with 4:54 left in this one. And then they're going to get a quick timeout before they throw them back out for that final 5 minutes.
Yeah, it looks like a quick discussion for both coaches, too. They're just, you know, making sure your final instructions right here. Seems like these might be the groups that you finish with. So for White, Trump, seeing a lot more size out there. Can Red match with some of that speed and athleticism? A
couple more changes here, but some White team's leaving most of their squad in here that they just had. In Sierra Dadisman enters the game, as well as Caitlin Jones. the final five here. Emma Duffy in there with Weaver. Nice back down post move by Weaver. She spins with the left hand and she's fouled. And Weaver really playing well out there in this All-Star game.
I mean, she's just a presence. You know, we talk about a lot of these girls just understanding their size. Weaver, you know, maybe not the strongest out there, but has the speed, the athleticism, and all that length to work with if she knows how to use it.
And that foul is going to be on number 25, Taylor Ellis. So score 36-27 is Weaver's second free throw upcoming here. And she shoots, and that one drops for Zoe Weaver. And she's going to pick up another point here. Now a full court press on, and Duffy steals it, gets it over to Dadisman, right back to Weaver, drive, kick outside to Moreno. Attack mode for Team White. Back out to Weaver, no one stopped ball. She had a wide open shot, said no. Back out to Caitlin Jones for three. That one will fall. Duffy with a monster rebound, drops it back in. That shot won't fall. Rebound, Weaver, shot falls, and she's going to go to the free throw line. And Zoe Weaver goes right back to the line, and that foul again on Ellis, who's having a tough time down there, giving up some size for Weaver.
And Coach Marks over here just absolutely loving the effort. Got the, saw the N1, called the big fist sweep through right there on the bucket.
He instantly put that press on, caught everyone off guard, and Zoe Weaver with 9 points, making the most of her classic goal 33. Now she's going to try to get the steal on Ellis, has to get rid of it, and they're going to call a foul.
Timeout, rather. Coach Broadbent
had to call one, trying to break that press. A little 4:31 left, a white team 40-27. We're going to take a quick one with them. 40-27 white team, you're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
Back here, Classic Bowl 33, 40-27 white team, 4:31 to go, and the press pulled off by the white team. A little much there early, and now Reggie Pasby is going to try to breathe here a little bit as the point guard with Sierra Dadisman. It gets a screen that time by Clark and throw it out of bounds. That time poked out of bounds, rather, by the white squad. Going to stay with the red team, trailed by 13 with 4:16 to go here.
Yeah, I was guessing who's Zoe Weaver over there knocking it away.
Shaylee Maddox drops it into Ellis. Nice turnaround jumper there by Ellis. Just won't fall, and a rebound by who else? Zoe Weaver. And she's guarded now by Rihanna Clark, the Alva Goldbug. Give it up to Moreno. Red team pulls back. They're not looking to press here. Screen by Weaver on Moreno. Tries to do the pick and roll down inside by Weaver, but underneath the basket, nowhere to go. She has to go back out to the corner for Dadisman. That shot won't fall. Clark comes down with it on the block for Team Red. Reggie Pasby now looking to run. And she's cut off. Defense got back that time by the white team. Ellis now down into the post. Nowhere to go underneath for Swart. Kick it back out to Pasby with the left hand and picks up the foul on Dadisman trying to take it to the hoop. That's going to be Sierra Dadisman's, I believe, first foul there. Fifth team foul for the white team. Red team has 10 fouls in this half.
Playing aggressive.
Pasby going to go to the free throw line. Reggie off the back iron. First one won't fall. We're going to get a substitution with 3:33 to go. And now Taylor Ellis is going to come out. Molly Jones, the hot hand for Team Red, going to come in.
Jason McDaniel going out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. JC McDaniel. I'm sorry. They're
24-25. Yeah.
And now Moreno running across the timeline behind the back dribble. Over other side, Emma Duffy. She drives baseline up underneath, and she gets the foul as she tried to take it to the hoop. So it's a couple. Now everyone's getting a little sloppy in the game.
Well, how about White keeping on the pressure? Got the 13-point lead. They're still going straight to the hoop, not taking a lot of time.
Emma Duffy knocks that one down quickly. She's got five. We're going to get another substitution for Team White. Sailor Parker going to come in for Sierra Dadisman. And Emma Duffy going back to that line. Chance to add to this White lead, is running away with it, and she knocks it down. Duffy with six, 42-27. White team press back on for the white squad. Nowhere to go for Maddox. She's got to get it in. Finally gets it into Jones. Molly Jones pulls it back up. She's got Moreno on her. Nice back cut that time by Pasby underneath the hoop. Trying to find room. Scoops it over to Clark. And Clark cut off the baseline by Weaver. Good defense on the rotation by Zoe Weaver. Maddox looking for room. It's stolen away from her. And Parker comes away with it and pulls it back. Wisely didn't have the numbers. Turpin point guard gives it right back to Moreno. 42-27, 2:55 left. Moreno gets a screen from Weaver. No pick and roll that time. Moreno's going to pull back just inside the three-point line for a two. And Moreno with two more. Fantastic game for the Canadian point guard.
Something tells me she could have been doing that all game if she wanted to, Trent.
She has had some moves in this game. Yeah. Clark now. Weaver went for the steal. Clark's looking over her shoulder looking for her. Moreno's got a stop ball. Clark picks it up. Over to Pasby, head fake, drops it back inside to Clark. Drives in the hoop, no one stopped ball, and she missed it. Had an open look, wouldn't fall. Weaver, baseball pass, looking for Duffy. Hit right to Duffy with the tip by Pasby, and Duffy takes it back up and in. Pasby thought she was going to knock it away. Duffy regathers, and now Emma Duffy has eight.
Well, yeah, and the silky crossover there, too, to finish that one.
And white team's going to do a whole change here with 2:11 to go and a 46-27 lead. Another steal for Zoe Weaver. And she bounce pass it up, mid-post shot there for Taylor Parker, and Saylor on the board with two. And now we're going to get 10 new ones with 2:02 left, 48-27 to score. Going to get a nice hand because that's probably going to be it for those 10 young ladies. And a great, great career for all of them. And they get to cap it off here. I'm assuming none of them come back in.
you don't know what Coach
Marks is going to do in this basketball game.
Or Coach Brodman.
Inbound to Neely, Tilly Bedick in there. Carly Danielson and Bedick out on the floor together with Perlisle Monza. Monza sets a screen, pick and roll in tight on Monza. She takes the pass from Bedick and poked away by Kylie Egan, but goes right back to Almanza, and it's tied up on the floor. And that's going to be a jump ball tied up underneath the hoop. Looked like Amy Chapman.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies on the floor.
A lot of bodies on the floor for an all-star game.
With 2 minutes to go in a game.
A little tired now. Bet it can't find anybody underneath. Trying to inbound the ball, getting frustrated. Finally finds Danielson from the wing. Carly Danielson, crossover left hand, nowhere to go. Over to Almanza. That one off the back iron and a rebound. Nice rebound that time by Woolman. Kaylee Woolman in the basketball game. Also Pensy Stork out there for Team Red. And they're going to give the ball back outside to Woolman. A minute 30 to go. Woolman crossing over, looking for space. Bedick for a three. Why not? And it drops. Ely Tilly Bedick has 11 points in this basketball game. 48-30, 11 of the 30 for the Red squad.
Three threes.
Peterson, Courtney Peterson now out there. Jordan Deason with the basketball. Give it up to Amy Chapman. Chapman and Kylie Egan far wing. Over to Peterson. She'll try a three. That one won't go. Nice box out by Bedick. Minute 02 left, an 18-point lead, but poked away. And she says, my bad. She turned it over as Courtney Peterson regathers it. And we're going to get more substitutions with 52 seconds. I don't know if they're going to be able to get in time for the white squad. Deason, other corner. Villarreal for the white team. Amaris. Trying to post it into Egan. She's double-teamed. Nice try. Tried to catch it and regather, but that was Carly Danielson on the backside, making sure that wasn't an easy two for Egan. And 10 more. So with 36 seconds to go, why not one more? Get everybody
hey,
in
know.
There.
Get so, a roll call.
Sarah Dadisman is going to be back out there for the white team. Dallas Gill out there as well. Hope Adkins going to be inbounded by Gill. Looks like Gracie Mills back in. Gill looking for someone. She finds Hannah Appleton. Hannah Appleton back out to Sierra Dadisman. Guarded by Molly Jones with 30 seconds to go. All over but the clock. White team at the commanding 48-30 lead. And nice Euro step by Dadisman, but it won't fall.
Yeah.
And now that's going to be rebounded up underneath by Adkins. Her putback won't go. And Brinley Q coming away with it here with 15 to shoot. And Brinley going to bring it up. Point center, Brinley Q. And we're going to get a long three by Plunkett. Catherine Plunkett trying to get on the board. That shot won't fall. And rebounded by the white squad goes back to Dadisman. With two to shoot, she's going to have to hoist it. I don't even know if she's going to try. And she's not going to get it off. That's going to do it for game one. The white team 48 the Red Team 30. Do not leave us. We're coming back at halftime. We're going to give some hardware out, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to win some awards, and C.J. Montgomery's going to present it. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
Welcome back, everybody, to Classic Bowl 33, a tradition like none other here in the state of Oklahoma. 48-30 was the final score. The white team coming away with a win over the red team. Coach Aaron Mark's squad coming away with a victory in that one. And we're going to get ready here shortly as we're going to give out some awards here. We're going to give out some scholarship awards, and C.J. Montgomery, one of the founders of this basketball game and one of the biggest influences we have here is going to give out some awards here in a little bit. 48-30 your score. We go over some lead scores here as we wait on CJ to kind of get ready for these, to prepare these awards. For the red team, Neely Tilly Bedick led all scores. She had 11 points. Molly Jones finished with 4. Reggie Pasby with 6. Kaylee Woolman with 3. JC McDaniel with a couple points. And Brinley Q with 4 for the red squad. And for the white team, spreading it out a little bit, Zoe Weaver with 10. Emma Duffy with 8, Kylie Egan had 2, Jasmine Moreno had 4, Caitlin Jones with 4, Hannah Appleton with 2, Sailor Parker with 2, Jordan Deason with 2, Courtney Peterson with 2, Sierra Dadisman with 3, Madison Owens had 5 points, and Gracie Mills with 4 as tried to get everybody on the scoreboard in that one, Tyler. Just didn't quite make it happen.
Pretty close, though.
They're pretty close. So here's C.J. Montgomery. Going to give out some very important awards. We're going to give out maybe the most important award, which is the Scholarship Award, and as well as some Player of the Year awards, Coach of the Year awards for both the guys and the girls.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Thank you very, very much for being here. On behalf of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation, thank you as well. Your simple attendance here tonight will allow the Classic Bowl Foundation to do what they've been doing, quite honestly, for more than 3 decades now, and that is honoring the best and the brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. We obviously invite you to return. Come back Thursday night for boys basketball, and the granddaddy of them all, the Tri-State's nation's actually largest high school all-star extravaganza, Classic Bowl 33, to be played at Boomer Field, a 7:30 kickoff. Make sure you're in town early. The big parade through downtown Woodward at 1:30. Let us start with our girls' coach of the year at the helm of arguably the greatest basketball program in the state at any level. Our East Coach of the Year has racked up close to 450 wins, 16 seasons, 7 state titles, the most among any girls coach in our state. Steering a program that has won more titles than any in Oklahoma basketball, currently back-to-back state champions, 54-game winning streak, they average more than 85 a game, the most of any girls team in 8 years. This year, his program never lost a basketball game at any level, elementary through varsity. The winner of this year's Oklahoma Girls Basketball Coaches Central Region Coach of the Year and your 2021 Classic Bowl 33 Girls Coach of the Year from Lomega, Kevin Llewellyn. Presenting Coach Llewellyn with his award, Classic Bowl Board of Director and the Director of Athletic Operations, Leland Searcy.
And you heard that, Kevin Llewellyn.
coming away with
our East girls player of the year, a two-time state champion, ranked the 14th best player in the state at any class by the Tulsa World, spearheading one of the most successful two-year runs in Oklahoma girls basketball history, ending her career with a 54-game win streak and two gold balls. Complete player, 15 a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, a whopping more than 4 steals a game for one of the most potent scoring machines in girls basketball history. Ladies and gentlemen, your Classic Bowl 33 East Girls Player of the Year, once again from Lomega, Addie Wilson. Presenting Addie with her award, another member of the Classic Bowl Foundation's Board of Directors, current athletic director at Woodward High School, Mr. Jacob Miller. As far as the West Side goes, one of the most prolific scorers in the state, girls basketball, averaged 22 as a senior, more than any player in Class A, and more than all but 4 seniors in any class. Playing her best big moments, shined in the postseason. Over 34 points a game, almost 4 steals, over 4 assists, and 6 boards, while taking the Lady Indians to the area tournament for the 3rd year in a row. Folks, hello to our West Classic Bowl 2021 Player of the Year from Shattuck, Tegan Jones. Presenting Tegan with her award, yet another Classic Bowl Board of Director member, Gregory Frazier from Moreland. The 101 Classic Bowl Foundation has long stressed the importance of those classroom achievements, as well as those in, of course, the athletic arena, looking for someone who excels academically. This year's winner is tops in her class, a perfect 4-point. Active everywhere, those that know her probably best will tell you she's the best role model you can find. The dandy basketball player, a 4-year starter, she'll continue her education this fall at Southwestern Oklahoma State University. She'll pursue a degree in nursing. Ladies and gentlemen, our 2021 Classic Bowl 33 Girls Basketball Scholarship winner, Moreland Lady Bearcat, Lakin Burrow. Presenting Lakin with her award, Leland's back with us, and Mr. Lorne Clark with CF Industries. CF Industries, my friends, a longtime major supporter, not only of the Classic Bowl, but many activities and areas in this community. A great, great corporate neighbor, CF Industries. Thank you once again for being here. Obviously, come back and join us again Thursday evening for boys basketball. We'll see you at the parade Saturday afternoon in downtown Woodward. And then for Classic Bowl football coming up Saturday evening, a real treat for us along the 10-station radio network that will carry the game Saturday evening. In addition to K101 Radio, 9 other stations. The voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland, will be in Woodward to help call Classic Bowl 33. Want to see you there. Thanks again for being here. Have a great evening.
That was the great C.J. Montgomery giving out some hardware, giving out some cash. Lakin Burrow,
yeah,
a couple $1,000. Congratulations to Lakin Burrow. Congratulations to Addie Wilson. Congratulations to Tegan Jones. Congratulations to Coach Kevin Wallen. It was a memorable season in a lot of ways, Tyler, because we almost didn't have it. So to win an award in this year, it's going to be extra special for those people who really put it all out there this year, everybody who won an award.
Oh, yeah, special night, special week for everybody. Like I said, going through all the challenges, I think this will really go down as kind of one of the more memorable class bowls because of those circumstances.
It certainly will. So we're going to take a break and come back. We're going to flip it around here. We got about 10 minutes to go before the next game gets underway as they're going to try to shake off the jitters. It must be going to be hard to play for Lakin. You just want a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Might as well just rest now. The hard work is done for Lakin Burrow. So with 9:43 to go, we're getting ready. Next game coming up, we're going to have the white team head coach Brian Schoaf of Shattuck taking on the red team coached by the Classic Bowl Coach of the Year, Kevin Llewellyn. You're not going to want to miss that one. Join us right back here. It's Classic Bowl 33 on K101.